allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is Sunday again, and it's August 31st, 2014, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And I said it's Sunday, August 31st, 2014. We covered that. We're streaming worldwide, KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me. I think I got like 10 slots left on Facebook before I go to prison. And
and don't call us. We have no money to bail you out.
There it is. So then after that, start friending me on Sovereign Mind. That's the other Facebook place you can go. It's not me. It's someone else just pretending to be me because he won't.
I don't know why they would want that.
I'm not sure. Quote of the day. Tact is the ability to tell someone to go to hell in such a way that they look forward to the trip.
Wow. Must be Irish.
That's Irish diplomacy. Yeah. Or Winston Churchill, whichever you prefer. Do we have any events?
We do. I want to let people know that on October 5th, there's going to be a tribute to Jimi Hendrix at Wind River, and this is going to support the Veterans Museum. You can get tickets at Jones Fort or on Monday nights at the Reading Tea Party. Tickets are $35 to $50. I also want to remind people, I know it sounds kind of funny, but Christmas for the Troops will be coming up in December 14th, so we're starting to collect items for the packages to go overseas and things like that, so I just wanted to give you a heads up. You can always drop the items off at the Reading Tea Party. And also, I wanted to give a plug for Honor Flight. They are seeking donations right now. Honor Flight is a flight that they take veterans back to Washington, D.C. I think it's about 3 days worth. They take them back there free of charge, but they're looking for donations. So if you happen to have some extra money sitting around, possibly, and you want to help them out, give Debbie or Tom a call at 357-3380.
Very good, very good. Does anybody know what's going on at the tea party on Monday?
We are doing a potluck and a movie.
Oh, Taco Day.
Taco Night, and the movie is Dennis... Oh.
Yo Quiero Tea Party?
No, I can't think of... Oh, wow. I just had it, and it just left. He does the border movies.
Oh, DLM, David Michael Lynch?
Yes.
DML?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
A movie by him. So there you go.
Very good. Very good. We were at the Freedom Festival yesterday, and there was a lot of speakers there. And
yeah, a lot of good stuff going on there.
Mucho grande good stuff. I'm going to get ready for Monday. And so it was good stuff. And other than the fact that we had a fire alarm.
Yeah, conveniently when we had.
Just a quickening.
Yeah.
You do understand.
Somebody on Skype from Nevada, we had, what's his name? Terrible with words.
Clive Bundy. I need to slap you upside the head this morning and wake you up. That's Clive Bundy.
Yeah, it was Clive Bundy. All of a sudden, we had a fire alarm. Everybody had to exit the building, and yeah.
Please move towards the exit. It's like.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had like four engines there and all kinds of stuff.
Where was the fire?
There wasn't. It was a false alarm.
Imagine that.
Now, who pulls the fire alarm in a casino where there's 400 and some odd cameras watching every possible exit, every possible, you know, place to stand, and nobody knows nothing? I'd like to know who got caught for that, or it was just like, really? We'll just interrupt.
Well, they probably lost the tape.
Yeah, well,
I just like the hard drives and stuff, you know, the emails are—it's just gone.
Talking to Lois Lerner.
Yeah.
Speaking of talking to Lois Lerner, yeah, we do have a couple of jaw-dropping IRS scandal bombshells.
No.
Yeah, a week ago today, the Department of Justice for the IRS finally admitted in a phone conversation to Judicial Watch, that would be Tom Fenton and the guys, that Lois Lerner's emails are not missing after all. No, they are backed up. But the government is now saying it's just too much trouble to go look for them.
Wow, imagine that.
Yeah, I mean... You think
we could use that excuse when they want evidence from us?
That's what I'm going to say under my next audit.
Yeah.
I'm busy, you know? Yeah. The dog ate the paper. You know, it's like the old Steve Martin joke, you know, how to make $1 million and pay no taxes.
Yeah.
You know, first you got to make $1 million, is how it goes, you know?
That helps.
Yeah, I mean, and then you spend it all. And when the IRS... When the IRS asks you, why didn't you pay your taxes, you just go, I forgot.
Well, hey, I'm going through an audit right now with the State Board, but my hard drive really did crash. I wonder if I really can use that.
Now we can use a new excuse.
It's too much effort.
I'm busy, okay? Yeah, just buzz off because I'm busy. But the problem is that, you know, as of right now, that puts Lerner in jeopardy to the point where I think we're looking at a minimum of 6 years at this point.
Yeah, because now we're civil, right?
And yeah. Interesting. Yeah. No, now we're starting. No, this is criminal. No, this is all criminal. This is obstruction of justice. And yeah, you know, it's it looks like it's starting to expand. Now she's going to have a choice because it's a minimum of 6 years, I believe. It either starts spilling the beans or it could go as high as 20. And... yeah, there could be a little problem on where did...
where are they going to house her if she does go to jail?
Who you been communicating with? Who you been talking to?
But how are they going to keep her safe when they send her to jail, you know?
Well, that could be true, too.
You'll be in solitary confinement for 20?
Yeah, so there you have it. The Obama administration is lying to the American people. Shocked. Shocker.
Yeah.
Been lying to the American people about Lois Lerner's missing email. There are no missing emails, nor missing emails of any other of the other top IRS or other government officials whose emails seem to be disappearing at an increasingly alarming rate. All this focus on missing hard drives has been a diversion. The Obama administration has known all along where the emails records could be, but dishonestly withheld the information. You can bet we are going to go to court for an immediate assistance in cutting through this massive obstruction of justice. The judge is really not pleased at this point. He's losing his patience. I think we're going to start seeing people go to jail here pretty soon.
They deserve to.
Yeah. Yeah, so do we...
Before we get to our guests, I want to clear it up. It was for Monday night's movie as Dennis Michael Lynch, We Ride to D.C.
There we go.
And then at the fire, it was seven engines, two tankers, and an armored car. So there you go. And with that, we have our guest on the line, and her name is Miriam.
Miriam.
And I'm not going to try to say your last name, Miriam.
Nujem.
I'm sorry, say... I can't.
It's Nujem. Miriam Nujem.
Nujem?
Yes.
Yes. And what is that?
I'm Egyptian, but it's originally Lebanese. My parents were Lebanese, but we were born in Egypt, so it's a little bit of mixture. And many Lebanese had French names.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we were just about ready to go to a break, and then we'll come back. We want to introduce you, and then tell us a little bit about yourself before we go to the break, and what we're talking about, SEIU and the unions, and you work at the DMV, and
give us a little bit of background about yourself, Miriam.
Yeah, yes. I came to America in early 1980s, and I was all excited, and trust me, it was the envy of all people I know in Egypt to come to America as the land of the free, you know, free market and free speech. And I come here and I see the labor union growing right in my backyard, and it's really revolting me and scaring me to see them so close. And I want to try to do all what I can to fight them, because they are not for freedom and they are not for free market. And as soon as you have a monopoly service decreases, you know, And this is what I'm going to try to fight them here. And I'm also a state employee, and I'm a real estate broker, so I understand the private market as well as the public market. And I'm going to try to make a difference.
All right. And with that, we'll go to a break, and we'll pick that up on the other side. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for Miriam, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Hey folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I don't know where I came.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah.
Very good. So, before we get started with our desk, with our guest. Anyway, there is an intelligence official's warning. This is coming in from the feds on the U.S. border. Islamic terrorist groups are operating in the Mexican border area of Juarez and planning to attack the United States with car bombs and other vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices. High-level federal law enforcement and intelligence and other sources have confirmed to Judicial Watch that a warning bulletin for imminent terrorist attack on the border has been issued. Agents across a number of Homeland Security, Justice, and Defense agencies have all been placed on alert and instructed to aggressively work all possible leads and sources concerning this imminent terror threat. So that's for real, guys. I just thought I'd better get that out there.
Yeah, because if you listen to the mainstream media, they are saying that that is not.
Oh, they're just forming. They're just forming a mosque down there, and so they can, you know,
and singing Kumbaya.
And if you don't know, Juarez is literally just across the Rio Grande from El Paso, Texas, a city of 500,000 people.
Yeah, anyway.
Just heads up.
Just some heads up out there. You know, the people that don't want to keep their heads poked in the sand here, this is going to be here pretty quick. You better wake up. You better wake up. Okay, so let's get back to our guest, Miriam. And let's start talking about the
SEIU and what got you started with searching out SEIU.
Okay, I want just to quickly say, because we're talking about SEIU and it's meaning labor union, and it's mostly a monarchy. Not a despotic regime. It's almost like a dictatorship. Is that look how many millions are willing to risk their lives to come to America. What does this tell us? We have something that works, and we want to reverse it, to do it like the same system from the people who are running away from.
Yep.
I mean, look at all those coming to America are coming to run away from one, from big government and from big labor union.
Well,
we
that's
want to do the same.
The problem is that the people that have been indoctrinated through the system of education in America now are actually more un-American than the people that are coming over here seeking freedom. That's the big problem. So there's a resurgence of education that needs to happen. I agree with you, Miriam.
That is so right. And this is why I thought I've been with the state for since 83. I've been on and off, but I mean, sometimes I quit and I go back. And I always was, amazed about the waste. You know, when you come from Egypt and there is no waste. I mean, we recycle everything, we use back everything, and how much waste there was in the government. I was thinking about trying to do something about the waste, and it will resolve a lot of our budget. And this is when it started my fight. It was in 2009. I went, or 2009 or 2010, I wrote to my union. I told them, I have an idea to try to save some waste, and it can help. It was when we had the budget and the furlough with Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And I wanted to suggest to them idea how we can save budget, and we can, we have money, just how it's wasted.
Sure.
And then I went on with another member of SEIU, Erica, my friend. We went to on an appointment to Cora Okumoro in SEIU. She was the secretary treasurer. And then we start asking questions they didn't like, and they kicked us out of our own building. I mean, they don't realize that they work for us, and this revolted us a lot. Here we go to ask about how we spend the budget and give them suggestion, and they kick us out. They literally kick us out of the building.
Yeah, they don't want a reform. They don't want a smaller government. They want a bigger, fatter, bloated government.
And you know what they don't want to? They don't want to. They don't want us to know how they spend our money.
Right.
They tell you, I care about you, solidarity, and all this big talk that you know from back home. It's called demagoguery. That means blah, 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 blah. But let's see how you spend my money, and then I will decide how much you care about me. Because we know that our money, $60 million, is like a credit card for them. Who knows how they spend this money, and this is why they don't want to show me the books.
Well, the guys that are up on top, they've got fat pensions and fat
exactly
and fat checks. I mean, just locally, we got, you know, we were just going over some stuff here on the Turtle Bay, and you know, Mike Warren, for example, is pulling in $207,000 a year when his salary from leaving the city was actually less than he's pulling in now. And how, you know, this is Bell California all over again, and these guys justify that. By either the fact is that they can get it, and the people are too stupid to say something, or these guys are just criminals or charlatans or liars or whatever you want to call them. But they are theft. You know, they are thieves.
But the problem is that because they buy the politicians, so they do all the rules and that they want. And this is what has to stop. And this is why we have some suggestions. We can talk, you and me, until tomorrow about how bad it is. But we have, and this is what we're going to fight and build for, we have three points that we want to make to reform. First, we want to reform the unions.
Right.
And the first question to the members, why do we, public employees, need a union? You need a union to protect you against the official that you have voted for. I mean, we have elections, so if you don't like Jerry Brown or the elected official, then vote them out. But unions are usually to protect you from... like more of the private sector, if you want, but
correct.
Just think about it. We are having a union to protect us against our own elected official. So that's not too smart.
Well, the thing is, it's only the government unions that are the problem. I don't know if the private sector unions, and we're not targeting them, but the government unions, they negotiate with the politicians over the salaries, and they leave the public out of it.
And they think that that all California is the 500,000 public employees who are going to ruin California. They don't realize there are 26 other millions over there. So that's the first thing that we're suggesting, that instead of give me, work for the taxpayer, work to stop the waste. Do you know, I can tell you how much million of waste I see every day in my single department. So imagine if all of us, member of SEIU, we see the waste, we go report it to SEIU, and SEIU go hold the politician accountable. But they cannot do this because they bought the politician.
Yep.
So that's a problem that we're trying to resolve. We did a huge campaign last June. It's called the NGO Non-Germane Objector. It's the Dills Act. The Dills Act, basically, in few words, is what Proposition 32 want to do, is that I have the right to say I don't want you to spend part of my dues on politicians or political activities. So all those who sign non-germane, they reduce their dues by 34%. So we did a nationwide campaign in June, and it was very successful. And we have a lot of people who signed in because the union doesn't want you to know. They talk about transparency, but they don't tell you their right. They send every year a letter to those who have signed the non-germane, inviting them to become member and telling them of their right to be a member, but they don't send to the members the same letter to tell them they have the right to be non-member. And the irony, they tell you solidarity and unity. And I want to talk about class warfare. They are the biggest warfare class division than anybody I know. They call us, ask them, I am a member because I pay my 34% dues that goes to non-germane activities. Non-germane means non-union activity. And I do that because if I don't pay this, I'm not a member, then I don't have the right to see the book. So here we are, you have 92,000 members. They tell you member and non-member. If you don't pay the 34% member, they strip you of your right to vote, and they strip you of all the perks that they give you. So that means I'm in California, I pay my taxes, but in order to vote, I have to pay 34% more. And what about those poor people? They call about the poor people who don't have enough money, and especially in the middle of the furlough, don't have enough money to put food on the table for their kids. You force them to pay more to vote. and you call to, and they have the audacity to talk about class warfare.
Yeah, that's how
so
despots
that's
work.
That many Americans don't know. Many union members don't know. They have the right to reduce their use, but they don't know about that.
Well, that's how all despots work. It's always for the good of the people. It's always for, yes, we can. It's always about, you know, two chickens in every pot and a couple of cars in every garage. And in the meantime, they're back cooking the books and making so much money that they're becoming rich.
Talking about cooking the book, then finally went to the first court, and I didn't realize I had a lawyer who is a labor union lawyer, and I just read in the paper, he's with the union, and I thought it was good to have a union lawyer because he knows the rules. It was very naive of my part. And somebody told me, I mean, I didn't check it for sure, that the judge had received campaign money from the union for his re-election campaign. You know, he's retired now. So here I was going to court with a lawyer that is not on my side, but still the judge said, because it is the law, it's California Corporation Code 833 something, that as long as I'm a member, I have the right to see the books. So they had to show it to me. It's the law. So when they came, they show us, out of 60 million, they show me maybe 60 million because I kept on adding all the deposit in the bank. So I saw one third of the money that they receive. And then we had they gave us, we had 5 hours to go see the book. They took us 1 hour for lunch. So we had 4 hours to see and study $62 million budget. How ridiculous is this? And I couldn't bring an accountant or a CPA with me.
Well, that's how you got to do it, though. See, that's the problem, is what these guys do is they try to circumvent. It's like we've been getting stuff from the city and the county, and first they tell you they don't have to, and then when you cite them the law, and then you threaten them, and then they finally do give it to you. But you're going to have to figure out a way to force them to give you as much time as you need.
Yeah, but you know what's the difference now is that we saw enough to be able to tell them what we saw and how much they're misusing our money. I mean, almost all the money that I saw after the $20 million, there was almost $5 million in traveling. Why do you need to travel when the capital is 10 minutes from your main headquarters? Where do you go?
Well,
you have to go to China, right?
Maybe you got to go to Switzerland to deposit your money in your private Swiss bank account. We need to go to a break, Miriam, okay. And then we'll be right back, and we'll go over some more of this stuff.
All right. Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, Community Radio for the North State.
This is Sherry with the Good News Rescue Mission, and today a young lady named Venus came into the mission, and she was so happy and even had tears in her eyes, and that wasn't her story not too long ago, because she came to the mission homeless, broken, afraid, alone. And today, through the help of those of you who support us and the programs of the Good News Rescue Mission, she, with a smile on her face, got a job and is going back to college, and her life has completely been restored. In her own words, she said, "The mission changed my life." Venus is just one of thousands whose lives have been transformed at the Good News Rescue Mission. To hear more stories like hers, or to make a donation and help be a part of that solution, or to refer somebody in need, go to our website at gnrm.org. That's for Good News Rescue Mission. Or check us out on Facebook. Become a part of the solution. That's the Good News Rescue Mission, gnrm.org.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Redding. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion. The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for Shasta County Community Flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
That's the truth, ain't it?
Oh, man. Whoa. Yeah, that's our boy Elton. Well, listen, we have a caller before we get back to our guest. We got Charles on the line. You got to hurry up and be quick, Charles, because we want to get back to our guest.
Right. You and I were both at the CRA forum last Thursday night, and you were there when Michael DeQuisto gave his very angry response to the last question that was posed, and I'd kind of like to get your reaction to Mr. DeQuisto's reaction.
The Agenda 21 smart meter question?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, evidently that's not a city issue, and evidently he doesn't really want to get into it, or evidently he's ignorant, or if he's not ignorant of that, then he's complicit, because, you know, what else is there? And so the problem is that with these guys is that the way I see it is that, you know, they don't want to take stances on different issues if possible, because that way nobody knows who they are. They can be chameleons.
And they're not held accountable.
So I'm not real fond of Mr. DeQuisto's answers on a couple of things. Most of the time, you know, his stances were not very pro-American, pro-free market, pro-the people, and so I will not vote for him, and I was not too happy with Brent Weaver's answers on too many things either, just because I never heard him answer too many questions. It was blah 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 blah. Anyway, with that,
well, it's very SEIU-esque, Mr. DeQuisto's response.
Yeah.
Because if you ask SEIU a question they don't want to answer, don't they produce a similarly angry reaction?
Well, that's how, if I'm angry, then I don't have to answer the question, and that's a typical...
yeah, we could ask our guests that question. Is that how they operate there, Miriam?
Of course, if you ask them something they don't want, just like I'm asking them for the books, and they will not answer, and they have so much power that they just don't answer, they ignore you.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I'm looking at, are you there?
Yeah, we want to thank Charles for calling in on that.
Thanks a lot, Charles. We appreciate your call. You know, I'm looking at this notes we got here. Let's see. Why, you know, and the questions are, why does SEIU Local 1000 need over $60 million to negotiate a contract? Why do they need to spend over $5 million in travel expenses when their headquarters is a minute from the Capitol? And why do they negotiate with their contracts with China? So, you know, you're right. I mean, where's all the money going? And they get kind of angry when you ask to see it.
Oh, yes, of course. And they didn't show me, but now I'm going to another, I filed a second lawsuit to ask them for the books. And this time I did it more specifically. The first time I said just the whole book, so they lost me in all those millions. This time I asked, I just want to see the travel expenses and the credit card of the all four officers. So I don't need an accountant to read that. And they cannot tell me it's anything confidential. And they're already fighting it, and my lawyer is going back and forth. So this shows me that our money is very, very messy, badly used. And really, if you see the books, maybe some people might even go to jail.
They need to.
Can only speculate, and it is their fault if I speculate, because they don't show me. If they show me, then we'll know the facts, and it will be end of the story. I would like to bring another point, the competition of the unions that can resolve this problem of transparency. Why do everybody, America is great because of competition. I mean, politicians compete for the vote of their constituents. President Obama competed to be elected. Private sector compete all the time for different products. Why don't labor union compete also? Why do I have to, it's a choice, yes or no, and whether I say no, it doesn't matter because they are in. Why don't I have the right to choose different from different unions? Why don't we have 2, 3, 4, 5 unions who compete for our vote every 2 years?
Well, you know,
that can resolve a lot of the problems.
Well, the answer is that free market people and honest people want competition, but people who are monopolists, who are despots, who are tyrants, and who just want to, you know, have their own enrichment and through the process, really don't want competition. They'll say they want competition.
Yeah, they want to lie to the people about what their hidden agenda is.
That's exactly right.
We'll have the people. We'll have the members. This is what we're doing now. We're going to do a big petition, and we're increasing our network contact. And by having me on the radio, it helps a lot. We have a website called SEIU NGO. Non-Germane Objector, SEIUNGO.com. And we have a lot of people who come and visit us there, and we're building up a chain of network, because the strength of SEIU is that they have the mailing list, they have the centralization. But once we can have more of the same, we can have contact with more of the members and let them know what's going on, and we can run a petition and a vote, we can vote them out. If we get 30% of the members, we can easily vote them out. And this is what we're trying to do, and I want the SEIU to know, the more members are visiting our website, and we're going to do more and more things to try to reach to those members so they know of their rights, and we're going to circulate a petition, and once we have over 30%, we're going to be able to kick out the SEIU.
Well, you know, it reminds me of I think it was either Rockefeller or J.P. Morgan said, when somebody asked him about competition, and they said, oh, we love competition, very little competition.
and they cheat, I can't believe it. I mean, America, and I caught them on camera, and CBS even put it in the evening news. I caught them cheating. The in the election, they tell you the rules, that it has to be, the envelope has to be postmarked by the post office, you know. And then somebody told me from, you know, inside, that what they do, they come the night before the election, they see all those people who usually don't vote or who didn't vote, because they already know before they open the envelopes who sent their vote or not. They know it, because you have to send it to them and they mark you. So they look at all those who didn't vote, they get their name, and they put the ballot in envelopes and make it sound like they won. I mean, so I said, that's impossible. And I went, then they tell you, you can come and watch. So I went, and there was a glass door in between. And then they even let me go inside. I had my FBI shirt as usual. They never thought I was, you know, going to quote them on that. And I see them opening envelopes that are not post-dated. They're not stamped by the post office. They were just envelopes. So, and I took picture of that, and I asked them, how come you're opening the envelope that are not post-dated? And the guy who was there, and I have him on tape. I have him on tape. This was in 2010, I think, or 2009. And then he tells me, oh, because we have, there are groups of eight. You see, lies have no feet, they tell you in Egypt. Lies have no feet. So don't go get away with lies. So he tells me, because we have people, groups of people of eight, 10, or 10 group of people, they all vote together, and they put it in a big envelope, and they send it to us. So I thought, okay, the big envelope should be stamped. But yeah. I mean, even if it is, but the big envelope was not stamped.
I think they call that ballot box stuffing.
Yeah, okay. And they were doing it in front of my eyes, and I had them on tape, and CBS talked about it. We didn't accuse them, but they repeated what I saw, and they ran part of the movie when they threw me out of the room. And they demand that I leave the room now, and I was disrupting the count and blah, blah, blah. But he, I mean, we caught them cheating, and who can I go to tell them they were cheating? Who can I go to?
Call Eric Holder.
Oh. You know, but you know who I'm going to go to? I'm going to the members. We're going to say, we the members. We the people, we the members. And we have a huge, huge, and with the more exposure we get, the more people come to us. Come on, guys, go to SEIUNGO.com.
Do you know, seriously, yeah. As a suggestion, I would think about contacting either Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton's group, a group of attorneys that actually could file lawsuits against these guys, or the Pacific Justice Institute with Brad Dacus.
I went to Pacific Justice. God bless them. Actually, he couldn't help me. I don't want to repeat why, because I don't know exactly the term, but it was more for religious and.
I see.
He did. But there is something very important, and he won. There is another law that the union don't want to tell you that Brad Dacus did fight and won, called conscientious objector.
Right.
And there is David Jost. He'd be gladly talk to his very eloquent speaker, better than me, you know, to tell you all about it, and that will give us more exposure. And he won. There is a law, and it's a federal law that tells you if you have religious belief. That, you know, due to religious belief, you can donate all your dues to a charitable organization of
Correct.
Your choice,
yeah.
Not to COOP.
Yeah, you don't have to pay your union dues. You can donate them to charity.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And, you know, he won 3 years of back dues, 3 years. Brad Dacus represented him, Pacific Justice, and they won for 3 years, and they had to pay it back to his organization. So this is another law that we're trying to have member more aware, because if they don't have money, they're going to dissolve, they're going to disappear. They're just there for the money. So if they lose 34% of their Jews with the NGO and a lot of their Jews with the conscientious objector, they're dead. All what it is money. So all what you have to do is reach the members and expose how they spend their Jews, and we can get them out.
Very good. Well, we're talking to Miriam the Mighty.
The
Mighty One, because I can't say her last name. So I like Miriam the Mighty. So we need to go to a break, Miriam, and then we can come back with the last 10 minutes of the show. And anything that you want to get out there, now's the time to do it.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM. Community Radio for the North State.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop, located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Military setting, and the troops don't know the messiah they're getting. I'm the creme de la creme of the media's world on a tour with everyone but Dan Rather. Time flies. Doesn't seem a minute since the Illinois Senate had Barry in it. Our troops cleaned up Center City. I'd say thanks, but they only get my pity. Whether it's Jordan or Afghanistan or Kuwait or where are we?
One night in Baghdad and Farad's our savior. The Senate is working. Barry just don't care. You'll find a gap for every golden soundbite. And if you're lucky, in your eyes he'll glance. I can feel a tingle rotting up my pants.
My plan would have been better. Sit down with Al-Qaeda or maybe write a letter. Sitcom got no horn to toot. The search for peace, well, that isn't true. Thank God I'm only pimping Bush's ride, tagging along. 200 reporters just waiting to write down what I'm contemplating. I'll let you watch me. I will invite you. My golden, a voice that will excite you. So go back to your producers, your editors, and tell them.
One night in Baghdad and Barack's our savior.
Yeah, I think we had enough.
Listen, Miriam, we just are sending you a link to the Election Integrity Project.
Okay.
That comes from Patty in the chat room. And so they might be able to help you out with some stuff as well.
Yeah.
So. Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
and
much.
I want to read your quote that you sent me before before we go any further. And the quote is, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And that was by Margaret Mead.
This is Margaret Mead. I love her quote, and I learned it from a Fox reporter, Heidi Kuda. She used it, and I loved it, and I use it since.
Very good.
Yes.
And we are going to change it. If I may, I'd like to use the few minutes I have left not to think about negativity. We know how they are. This is why, you know, what we're fighting. I'd like to talk about the solutions.
Good.
And please try to go all to our website. And the website has two names. It has OccupySEIU.com or SEIU-NGO for the non-germane objector. Just sign in, and give us your contact. and we're going to reach you, and together we'll have enough voice to be able to vote them out. We need 30% of the 92,000, 33% of the 92,000 to vote them out.
Very good, very good. Well, that's what needs to happen. We need to get, you know, this, you know, these unions have just about sunk the country, quite frankly, with the politicians involved in, you know, the unfunded liabilities that's coming as well is going to, you know, I mean, Detroit is just a glimpse of where we're headed. Yep. And, you know, it's happening across the country because they've basically, you know, through their bargaining process have bankrupted the country, and people need to get involved. That's I'm going to go ahead and post this on the chat room. And people need to get a hold of this website and start putting in their 2 cents worth, so to speak.
Yeah, that would be great. And the pension is a huge, huge thing. I mean, just count math. How can you be retiring at the age of 50 if you work at 20? So you have 90% of your salary, especially for the correctional officers. So they can retire at the age of 50, get a $80,000-$90,000 pension. And now we live longer. On average, we live to 90 years, 80 years. So you get 10 times more than what you put in. How can we survive?
Well, we got a local guy here that's making about $207,000 after he retired. He was only making $197,000 when he was working. And he's got, we figured it out, it's about $9 million just to this one guy, you know. And it's like, how can they justify it?
At what age did he retire? That's the problem. What age did he retire?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that specifically, but he's not an old man. I mean,
But you know, I'm very surprised because there was Jerry Brown, when he had his first debate against Meg Whitman, he brought up that statement. He said, retirement should be looked at me. He was 72 at this time. I mean, you work till you're 72, 75, that you put 10 times more into your retirement and you get for the last 10, 15 years, not what it is right now. So I'm surprised that he's even allowing this to happen.
Well, and then the other side of it, this guy goes and works for another agency, and now he's not only getting his retirement, he's getting another salary.
Another salary and the position of somebody else in the state agencies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's these guys are criminals, in my opinion.
I tell you, it's only in America, but we can change that because it's only in America where you can change. That's the beauty about America, and I love America.
Yes.
We can change that. You know, America, they make mistakes, but they change it fast, not like all over all the world. They make mistakes, and they spend centuries until they change it. But in America, it goes fast. So this is why we still need to be very optimistic and very happy that you are here and very happy that we still have our voice and we can rally the members around us and we can make a change and we'll make a difference.
The First Amendment is a very powerful thing. It's kind of like turning on the light and the cockroaches start to scramble. And that's kind of what's going on here. The lights are getting turned on and the cockroaches are starting to scramble.
Yeah, and we're starting at the local level, too.
Trust me, we'll get them. We have a huge, huge, huge light is going to come and we'll have them all run away. No, I'm very optimistic, and the Republican convention is coming. We can voice our voice there and do the suggestion to the candidate. You know, you have to beat them at their own game,
yep.
Which is class warfare. That's all. They don't talk about the opponent. They talk about the person. They talk about the corporation. Let's do the same. Let's just talk about the labor union. And we haven't seen the book. So let's allege all what we think they spend the money. You want to prove me wrong? Show me the books.
It is
so easy. Oh, Yvonne, you spend so much. Who's paying for your mortgage? Who's paying for the 2 homes that you have? Who pays for your car? Who pays for the car of Mr. Paul Harris, the chief counsel? Who pays for? We just ask questions.
I just want to know who's paying for those trips to the Alpine ski resort or at Aspen, and it's putting on the credit card for the government.
Exactly. This is why I don't know why we don't use this tactic to beat them.
Yep, it's starting to happen. What's happening is that most of the conservative and honest people that weren't involved in politics 5 or 6 years ago are starting to get a little more savvy, and they're starting to figure out how to fight back.
Yeah, we're educating ourselves on these issues, just like having you on today to show us it can be done and how to go about doing it.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes. And we are good. We already did. We hit one third of their budget in June, and it didn't cost a penny to do it. They said we can do it. It doesn't need millions to fight them. It just needs the power and will of the members.
You just got to get involved. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody
get
out
involved.
There.
Exactly.
You got to get involved. If you want to stay free, you better start becoming a part of the solution.
I agree.
Instead
I
of
agree.
Sitting back doing nothing, and you're a part of the problem. So, hey, you've been a great guest, Miriam the Mighty.
Thank you.
And we would like
well,
to have
yeah,
you back.
Yeah, we'd like to have you back in the future.
I like Yeah, I will tell you how we evolved.
Yeah,
we
keep
are
us updated on this
right now.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So we're
you
out
have
of
a great
we're
day.
Out of, we're out of time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And thank you.
So much. God bless America. Thank
Very
you.
Good. God bless you too. You were born an original.
Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
All right. Thank you, special guest Miriam the Mighty. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, Linda. This is KCNR Shasta Redding. The Don Shellman Show is next here on Community Radio for the North State, AM 1460.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Republicans and Democrats urging President Obama to confront the growing Sunni Muslim insurgency in Iraq and Syria. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein tells NBC TV's Meet the Press she's very concerned.
They have announced that they don't intend to stop. They have announced that they will come after us if they can, that they will, quote, spill our blood. They have indeed done that by beheading Mr. Foley and who knows how many others that are unknown.
The president says he has no hard and fast plan yet, but has put the state and defense departments to the task of coming up with something. The European Union says Russia will face additional economic sanctions if it doesn't scale back its invasion of Ukraine. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Well, it's a deeply serious situation, and we have to show real resolve, real resilience in demonstrating to Russia that if she carries on in this way, the relationship between Europe and Russia, Britain and Russia, America and Russia, will be radically different in the future.